Hello, welcome to Dailies for Friday, October 30th. It's minus one, feels like minus six with the old wind chill. It's not a weather podcast, so this is definitely not a weather podcast, but it is brought to you by FeedPress. If you could visit feed.press/dailies today to sign up and try FeedPress for 14 days, no contracts or commitments. And what is FeedPress, you may ask, if you haven't listened to this podcast before? It is a simple, intuitive, and powerful RSS analytics and podcast hosting platform. So we host the file that you're listening to right now in your podcast player somewhere in the world is being served up to your app of choice or maybe the website by FeedPress. And they make that all happen. They take care of where it goes, how it gets around the world, and then let us in on insights into the stats of how many people have listened, have downloaded, streamed, and then also the geo-analytics stuff that I've mentioned in previous episodes where we can see roughly in the world where folks are coming from to listen to the podcast that we put out, which is very cool. So 250 megabytes of flexible file storage that rolls over monthly. You can easily upload at least four episodes a month, if not more. And if you use promo code DAILIESH during checkout, you get 10% off your first year of hosting with FeedPress. So our thanks to them for supporting DAILIESH and goodstuff.fm, and also for those Patreon supporters. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can go to check out how you can support me with as little as a dollar a month in the podcasting efforts I do. We are feedback follow-up Friday. It's 22 patrons, $90 a month still. So same thing. That's okay. Thank you to those 22 folks. It is awesome, and it is something I'm very grateful for. And I really don't take that for granted that that's happening. Even if I don't mention every episode, it's every time I go look, it's, I mean, there's another part of me, honestly, that's like, oh, it's not $6,000 already, but I'm also like, it's $90 more than zero, which is what I had before a while ago. So that's awesome. Some quick thoughts before I head out to go to work somewhere else, maybe Starbucks or something here. After I mentioned in the previous episode, I gave a talk to a mom's group here and just talking about technology and how to use your iPhone and stuff like that. And after I gave my talk, a few folks came up and were, you know, saying good job or whatever, but also offering suggestions of what I should do. Things like do a full day seminar of training, do a podcast offering tips to busy moms of how to use tech, and or do what I did again, just do that again sometime in the future. And my entrepreneurial brain takes those little things, those little nuggets of ideas, and wants to just run off with all of them and do all of them now, right now. I should, like, I was coming home and thinking of the things I was going to do. And I often see people on Twitter, friends on Twitter, who ask for advice about sort of this idea of like, and I've done this on this podcast too, of, hey, should I do this? Or what do you want me to do to help you with this kind of thing? Where should I take my website? What should I do with it? What should I write about? What should I podcast? That kind of stuff. And I, like I said, I've done it. And on Twitter, you can, you know, since we can all look and see all the public replies, it's easy to see that, like, often there is music playing in the background. There we go. Not often on Twitter, there isn't, but often, it'll be like one or two replies from hundreds or maybe thousands of possible followers, which isn't a knock against the person asking that thing, but more just saying like, because that's often, I forget what I'm up to, 1600 or something followers, quote unquote followers on Twitter. And when I put out a tweet of something, you know, I get five maybe replies or one often on things, not just like advice things, but just anything. It's, you know, the signal to noise ratio on Twitter is quite high or low, which are high, I think. Anyways, I digress. They put out this question to their followers. They get one, maybe two responses. And then it seems like they kind of act on that, like as if that's the signal indicator of, yep, this is the direction I should go. And obviously sometimes it's silly stuff like, what should I have for lunch? But when it's things that are like your business or a major like venture you're going to walk down, like, you know, setting up a YouTube channel of some sort saying how to offer tips for moms who are busy or whatever. That's not just like a quick thing. It feels quick in my brain, but that's like a, you know, I'm committing to a, whatever, 2 hours a week of doing this thing plus the initial 5 to 10 hours of setting it up, all that kind of stuff. And so to react based on the feedback of one or two, I don't know how to take some of those ideas. And like generally in reality, I let those fall away and just kind of continue on. But there is that brief period, like I'm in this period right now of like, I should act on those. I should do those things. I should try and do that because that's going to be the thing. That'll be the thing that makes me the money that you know, whatever, the success and the fame and all that kind of stuff that goes along with all this thing. These are things sometimes that my brain wants to run with. And so, but I know I need to pause before I react and just really think about what makes sense for me. And not just for the one person who saw a talk of mine or heard a podcast episode or something like that. Really think about what makes sense, both from like business sense, financial sense, time sense, family sense, you know, all the areas and circles of your life. And because obviously saying yes to one thing is saying no to a bunch of other stuff in what you're doing. And so it's, I try very hard not to be reactionary, but that's the trouble with working in technology, I think. And knowing how a lot of this stuff works, it's no problem. I don't have to do a lot of research to know how to set up a YouTube channel or how to set up a Facebook page that could offer advice or whatever and upload videos and make videos. I know how to do all that stuff. I don't have to do research. I can just do it. But it still takes a lot of time to do, and to do well, obviously, is even more time. Excuse me. And so at the risk of being a hypocrite, I'd love to hear your feedback if you hit the discuss this episode link. And this is the thing. I do this often on this episode. Discuss this episode link in the show notes takes you to our subreddit. You can leave comments. And often there's none. Sometimes there's one. And it's like, it's good. I just enjoy it for the discussion and the debate and the feedback and kind of stuff. I don't take it as huge signals of where I should go next or anything like that. But I'm just genuinely curious how you folks react. So I'm sure in times in your life, you've had people say, oh, you should really do this. And this happened many, like, you know, when I was going to university, I was like, oh, you should be doing computer science. You should be doing this or that. And you kind of try to gauge and weigh how those people actually know you, how well they actually know you, not just react based on one person's input. But obviously if you start to hear it from a lot of people, and that's kind of ideally what you'd like to see happen, or I'd like to see happen, is a lot of people saying, oh, you should really do this. And, you know, and all sort of pointing in the same similar direction anyways, not won't necessarily be the exact path you should take, but something in a similar direction anyways that they're all pointing, and that can kind of help lead you and guide you. But obviously you have to do what's right for you, what's right for your business, what's right for your family, that kind of thing. So hit the discuss this episode link if you got thoughts, or you can reply on Twitter. You can be one of the few folks who replies on Twitter. Either one is fine. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a Patreon supporter. And thanks for coming and raking our leaves this weekend. That's really awesome. I'm really looking forward to all of you coming and raking our leaves. Okay. Goodbye.